Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is January 21st, 2024. I have not done a podcast in a couple of months at least, maybe even three. It's been crazy. But anyway, I thought I did one now. Basically, as everybody knows who has listened to my podcast before, that I'm usually doing things like encouraging people, you know, becoming themselves, forget about everybody else, and live your life and how to get to your goal. So I want to read you a quote from Karma Gaia. And it says, when you listen to yourself, everything comes naturally. It comes from inside, like a kind of will to do something. Try to be sensitive. That is your yoga. By Petri Vashanan. So, basically, you have to listen to yourself. How do you do that? Well, I know for most people, it is almost next to impossible to get 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. But, like, even if you're just sitting in your car waiting to pick your child up or sitting waiting in traffic, just try to take a moment, forget about everything you have to do, are going to do, want to do. Just think about you. Really dig deep inside. And I want to warn you that sometimes when people do this, in fact, most times when people do this, you're going to bring up feelings that you'll start to flash forward for everything negative that's happened or that you perceive is going to happen. But you really have to dig down deep to get what you want. And guess what? Only you know what you want. There is the you of you, and then there's the you become when you're a mother. There's a you become when you're an employee of somebody. There's the you that you become when you're married. There's the you become when other people want you to be. But you have to dig deep, 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 deep. And it may take a long, long time before you figure out what you want. But just remember, what you want counts. It's not about what everybody else wants. It's what you want. You know, I always go back to a friend of mine that said to me, she's also a spiritual person, and she said, the reason why your life is the way it is because you're constantly worrying about other people, but you're not worrying about yourself. And therefore, you do nothing for yourself. You don't stop and think about anything. You just do. And that's pretty much everybody's life, right? We just do. We don't kick back and say, you know what, today's going to be a me day. Because most of us don't even have that in our realm. We work all day. We have to commute there and home. And then we have to do, you know, laundry, dishes, cleaning the fridge, going food shopping. You know, all kinds of things that we have to do. Is there really a such thing as a day off where you can do absolutely nothing? Probably not. For most of us, no. Even when you're sick, unfortunately, you know, after like the second day or third day being sick, you have to get up and do stuff because nobody's going to do it for you, right? But anyway, and that's another important thing too. Remember that even though if you are married or you're living with somebody, you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or whoever's listening, right? You have to remember it's okay to do what they want and be what they want, but you also have to be true to yourself and what you want. You could become what they want. You know, everybody has to blend and mix and however, but you still have to know what you want. Because what happens is, and I'm sure you've heard this term before, there's going to be a deep hole inside you, and it's called regret. And you don't ever want to have to regret anything. You want to be able to say to yourself, hey, you know what? It's time I work on me. You know, I say to people all the time, like, people call me selfish because, like, certain things that I do, Right? Like if, you know, I get a pedicure every 3 weeks, or if I feel like I need a reflexology, or if I go to acupuncture, or I get a eyebrow wax. Yeah, these are things for me. And the only way I could take care of other people, because I too do a lot of healing for people and things, is by taking care of me. And if I'm not strong, how can I be strong for somebody else, right? And if anybody ever has questions, I always tell people you can email me at lucky7158@AOL.com. You can also message me at this podcast. I mean, I always am willing to help people out, because I myself went on a horrible, horrible, horrible journey myself. And it's thanks to others who, you know, reached out and grabbed me and said, hey, you know, because sometimes our life isn't, we don't deserve what happens to us, really. I mean, a lot of people don't. And I don't know why it happens to some and not others, but it does. And you just got to move on. You can't look past and say, blah, blah, blah. You know, we all have regrets. We all have things, but you have to move forward. And you have to say enough is enough. And this is it. Okay? This is Cheryl A07 once again, signing off. I hope everybody has a blessed day. Actually, I hope everybody has a blessed year. And again, I will always, always, always be there for anybody who needs me. Have a great day. Bye.